The COVID-19 pandemic has sent unemployment rates in some areas to levels unmatched since the Great Depression. While those filing for unemployment are high across the state, Maui County has been especially hit hard because of its concentration of hospitality jobs. But there are jobs available, and they can be found at the Maui County Virtual Job Fair. Linda Pupulo is executive director of the Maui County Workforce Development Board. She spoke to the Conversation's Jason Ubai last week about available opportunities and the new website.
This whole project, Maui County VirtualJobFair.com, is a collaboration between the Maui County Workforce Development Board, the Maui County Office of the Mayor, and Maui County Office of Economic Development and the University of Hawaii Maui campus. And it was a true collaboration. We had many meetings, and everybody had a say in how we would develop it. When COVID first came, when we first learned about it, what happened was that we were completely unprepared. So was everybody. Unemployment, us. We had a 2.6 unemployment rate and a staff for a 2.6 unemployment rate. So over the last couple of months, up to July 25th, 57,074 people have filed unemployment claims, and another 2,000 still haven't probably gotten in. So if you look at the statistics of the state, our population is about 11.83% of the state population, but our unemployment is over 18%. Maui County is definitely the hardest hit county of all the counties in the state. We're really scrambling. We had to close our doors. People needed jobs. There weren't any jobs. We weren't sure if there were going to be any other jobs. So what we did is first we created a website called MauiAmericanJobCenter.com. And what we did is we put all the unemployment information on there. We made it easy for people to go. If they didn't have a computer, they could access that website through their phones, and they could do it from the safety of their own homes. We created a program called Kukua Kapuna, and we had young people helping grandma and grandpas and mommies and daddies with their cell phones, because the kids all know how to use cell phones. Sometimes the parents and the grandparents don't. So people were able to file their claims through that, register for HireNet through that. So as that developed, we were all looking for other things and thinking about, well, what happens if we shut down again completely? What happens? So we started thinking, what could we do? We wanted to have a job fair, but we can't have a job fair because we can't with social distancing, we didn't have the space. So we decided, in any case, and we're a three-island county, which is Lanai and Molokai, and sometimes it's really hard for those folks to access us. So we decided the most productive thing we could do was create a website that was just like a job fair, that would include training opportunities, that would include jobs, employers could post jobs, job seekers could look for jobs, and we haven't quite populated it up yet, but we've had over 5,000 hits already, and it's only been up for 6 days. So it's very popular, people really like it, and as we go, we'll get better at it. I know that I pulled the statistics from HireNet, and there is about 1,000 jobs in Maui County. Most of them are in the healthcare sector. About 69% of them are in the healthcare sector. We do have training opportunities for people. We can actually help people get trained in some of those healthcare jobs and move them over from industries perhaps that may not come back. We're also working as a team to create new opportunities, to reduce imports, to try to create different industries. We have sector strategies committees we meet all the time. It's pretty tireless, and the people that I work with on my team were the most incredible professionals. They've just donated so much time to this to make it to make things good for our people in Maui County.
Can you talk about the training? What does that training involve?
It depends, okay? There are career pathways. Like, say somebody wanted to be a CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant, there's a big need for that. So if you get trained on that, it takes about 12 weeks, and you're guaranteed a job. But the good thing about that is it may not start at the highest rate of pay, but there's a career pathway. The next step up would be to become a patient care technician. You'd add a couple more dollars to your paycheck. And then the next step up would be an LPN. and then the next step up would be a registered nurse. And there's a big need for all of those in that career pathway. There's a need for EKG technicians. There's a need for dental assistants. There's a need for phlebotomists. And all the training opportunities are available. My program is kind of complicated. It's federal funds. So what happens is that people have to qualify, but everybody that's laid off, is the good news is if you've laid off, you qualify as a dislocated worker. So a good part of your training can get paid through these federal funds. And we do have some disaster funding coming. We've been applying for grants. So that's kind of what we're looking at, career pathways. First of all, transitional jobs. If somebody wants a job, we're going to help you get a job if we can find one that you can fit in and you can live with. And maybe that's only a transitional job. Maybe that job is just till the next job. And we're going to have some other jobs that, for instance, conservation, the ecotourism people would come in and bring the visitors, and they'd go up and clean the trails, and it was kind of a fun thing for them to do. Now we don't have any activity doing that, and the work that has been done on the trails is going backwards because they don't have anybody helping up there anymore. There's no volunteerism anymore. So we can create a cohort of people and transitionally just to get them some work. We can, because it's disaster funding, we can actually create some jobs to help clean those paths. Another job is the ranchers are having a really hard time, especially the hog farmers, because they're going $40,000 in the hole per month because there's not enough money coming in for them, and they can't ship their hogs and their cattle off island right now. So there's an invasive species up there. So we can create jobs to go up and cut some tinnaroo, which is called glycine, and perhaps give it to the hog farmers, which is high in protein, and they said it's good for the hogs. Two birds with one stone. So those are the kinds of opportunities we're looking. That's for transitional jobs. And then there's the certificated side, and then there's the regular career path to go into credit, education credits, and to develop a degree. So we have assistance programs for all those things right now.
Prior to the pandemic, your division was looking more at like longer term. Are you still looking at those pipelines? What are the big jobs that you're looking at in the future? I know you just mentioned
that's a real tough one. Healthcare industry is big. I mean, there are jobs in that industry. Right now, the most jobs are in like fast food under that. I mean, all the Domino's and the Pizza Huts all have jobs. And then the next place would be Lowe's and Walmart and Home Depot. Those guys all have jobs posted also. And then there's a smitten of this and a smitten of that. But, you know, the hospitality industry obviously is shut down. So what we try to do is look at skill sets in an employee and see how more easily we can take somebody with a certain skill set and move them into some kind of new industry. Like, say, the front desk concierge people are really good with computers in general. We're working right now on IT training to get remote jobs for help desk training. It's a certification called A+. And that's one of the things that we can do. You know, right now I'm forming these sector strategies committees, and I'm asking people to donate 2 hours a month to help me help the county and help me figure out what kind of jobs can we develop. You know, if it's agriculture, what kind of jobs does agriculture need? If it's IT, what kind of jobs can we think of in IT? How do we reduce imports? 10 years ago, the Maui Island Plan said that we should reduce imports. That would be the number one thing we could do to shore up the community from, you know, to keep it stable in the event that we don't have tourism. And we didn't do it 10 years ago. So now it's time for us to do it. So we have to look at every single way we can reduce imports and create jobs and circle the wagons within. I think Maui County residents should know that we're working really, really hard to find these industries to create new opportunities. And if you're in an industry right now that perhaps you think might not come back, we need to strategize, sit down and talk to my career counselors and career counselors at UH as well. Go on the Maui Virtual Job Center website And there's a counseling tab. There's a career pathway tab. So take some time on these websites and learn as much as you can about what's available to you, because right now this is a really bad time for a lot of people. We know that, and we feel terrible about it. But it also can be a great time of opportunity, and there is training money out there that wasn't there before. So I'm just urging residents to get on that website, get on the career counseling, talk to a career counselor, and in the meantime, maybe pick up a transitional job. But don't give up the boat. You know, don't give up the ship. We're working on it.
Job strategies on Maui County. Linda Popolo of the Maui County Workforce Development Board telling us about those opportunities. To find out more, visit MauiCountyVirtualJobFair.com. You can find links at our website at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.